Imagine having to pay a toll every time you left your city. People on Mercer Island might have to face that possibility. That's because state officials are considering putting tolls on the I-90 floating bridges. A series of public meetings about the idea is being held this week. The first was yesterday on Mercer Island. KUOW's Derek Wong reports.
Before we get to the Mercer Island meeting, let's start with a different city and go back a few days. On Monday, the Seattle City Council got a briefing about possibly tolling I-90, and it prompted City Councilman Tom Rasmussen to crack a joke.
Well, I heard that Mercer Island people support tolling as long as they don't pay for it.
And with that, I think we've reached the end. I believe we've reached the end of our presentation. Yep.
But if you go to Mercer Island, people find the idea of tolling I-90 anything but funny. Everyone I spoke with at the meeting was strongly opposed to the idea. They peppered officials with questions about the gas tax and whether the state could legally toll an interstate highway. The tone of the questions prompted a WashDOT staffer to scold the audience.
If we're not going to have a mutually respectful public meeting the way it's been designed, without people shouting and accusing people of things, then we probably should just continue with the other process. And please respect that. Please.
The state is considering tolls on I-90 to help fill a funding shortfall with a different floating bridge, the 520 Bridge Project. That project has a funding gap of $1.4 billion. Island residents questioned whether people could afford what could be a mandatory toll. David Lindstrom is a retired real estate broker. He said the perception of Mercer Island being a city full of wealthy people doesn't tell the whole story.
But we have 5 retirement centers on this island. A lot of these people are not affluent people. They have to go to the doctor. Those are all going to be charges or costs that they were not planning on when they moved onto this island.
To be clear, state officials say they have no specific idea on tolling amounts at the moment. They say that's one thing they want to study. They also say they're only analyzing the issue and that it will be up to the state legislature to make a policy decision about whether to toll I-90. Still, the state is facing a serious problem with paying for transportation. Officials say gas tax revenue is declining and that the need for money is great. Craig Stone is in charge of the Transportation Department's toll division. He said he sympathized with the concerns from Mercer Island residents, but he said voters have already turned down different options that would have helped pay for transportation projects.
If you go back to 2007, there was a roads and transit ballot measure in this region that was going to put $1 billion into 520. That did not go forward. This perhaps, by some, is an alternate to that.
If people have to pay to go across I-90, history could be repeating itself. When the bridge was first built in 1940, it had a toll. I'm Derek Wong, KUOW News.